This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's always game day in Cleveland. Yes, that's what we are. Are we the inside edition of what's going on with the Cleveland Browns? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Are we the hard-hitting E? No, we're not that either. Give me another platform. We'll bring it up, especially ones from the 80s that are no longer relevant. We are going to be that kind of media outlet in this podcast. Why? Because Daryl Ryder wants answers. Daryl Ryder makes you pay. By the way, we're brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Daryl, you teased it. What else did we learn from Andrew Berry at this press conference?
The Shedeur Sanders to the Browns talk is not going to die down anytime soon. We certainly learned that.
Okay. Is that a smokescreen?
It's hard to say, you know. This is where being in Indianapolis would be helpful for me. But it feels like all signs are kind of like pointing in that direction. We heard from the GM of the Titans. We heard from the GM of the Giants. They sound real flexible right now when it comes to their plans in the draft. Of course, Berry, gave the answer you'd expect when he was asked about entertaining opportunities to trade out at two. And he basically said that they're not right. They're not there yet. They're still in their process, if you will. But the Shedeur talk is getting louder and louder and louder. And if somebody comes up to one to get Cam, maybe someone comes up to one to get Shedeur, or Carter goes at number one, or Hunter goes number one. Like,
okay, so that was the
other thing that we learned today.
That was the thing that Phelps brought up during the pod or during our regular show. I don't even know what show I'm on right now. That he brought that up that said, it was interesting to say that they view him as a wide receiver, yes, because he'll have 100 opportunities throughout the season.
Right. And I thought that was interesting. The comment, in terms of Travis Hunter, cornerback or receiver, the answer is yes. So he can play both. And I think that's what makes him special. We would see him as a receiver primarily first. But I think part of, again, what makes him a bit of a unicorn is the fact that he can do both at a high level. I think that is certainly very interesting, that Berry revealed that. Usually they keep that stuff kind of quiet.
Yeah. Jeff led that to believe that they're not interested in him. I led that to believe that they are interested in him.
No, I the fact that he was that candid.
Yes.
Barry never reveals anything about
him. I know. So, okay, you tell me, am I right or is Jeff right?
Whoever said they're not going to draft him is correct.
Oh, that's Jeff. Yeah. I thought that was a lot of information for him to give. And, you know, if they do, if they do draft him and he's on the board, then he'd be like, I told you guys, nobody wanted to listen to me, right?
Yeah. So I think that – I think if they stay at two, they're taking a quarterback.
Does that make us happy? I don't think so. We're on the same page. I've been listening on the radio.
I mean, what I think they're going to do, what I think they should do are two separate things. And I have an obligation to share both to our fan, you know.
Yes, because you've taken the loyal Browns oath.
Yeah.
I, Daryl DeRider, do solemnly swear. And I do swear, and that's about all I'll tell you. My mom doesn't like it when I swear.
The cold medicine's really gotten to you, hasn't it?
It's not cold medicine. I just, you know, it's been a long week.
I know it has. It has been a long week. You've been a little under the weather, you know.
Amen.
Take a lot of extra vitamins. That's what I do. I have been crushing vitamin gummies like you can't believe to try and stay away from all the muck that is circulating around the population. Everyone I know is sick.
Why does anyone listen to anyone else when Dr. Daryl has your back with the medicines you need on a very special edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland? Why would you watch any other podcast or listen to another podcast? Daryl has you covered.
You really are.
More at 11.
A little.
No, I just, you know what it is? This is like.
You're a little punchy right now. You're a little.
No, I'm not. This is like 25 years of bent up frustration of being in newsrooms and thinking about how stupid some of the things that we said and did and teased and promoted and just like that, like thing. And like when you say these things, they just all come into my mind, like the idiots that would run in the newsroom and go, well, this is my favorite. Let me tell you my favorite. I know this is total sidebar.
That's all right.
So when I was working in Columbus, somebody from our I team, so we were switching offices at one point. We went into the I team office and they went in the sports office because we were doing stuff around the building, right? Right. He comes up to me and he goes, hey, Andy, man, how you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm good, 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 good. Hey, you were over at football today. I was like, yeah, what's going on? He goes, what do you got, man? I need some dirt on the Buckeyes. I got to turn a package for sweeps. I got to do some stories for sweeps. What do you got on the Buckeyes? Give me something good. I need something dirty. And I looked at him and I told him to get the blank out of my face.
Good for you.
What is your problem, dude?
Good
for
you.
What is your problem? What good does that do? Like, you really want me to go out there and go, oh, you know what I heard? I heard someone was using number 3 pencils on a test the other day. There you go. Hard hitting story for you.
Good for you.
There's so many holes in our business, right?
I know.
And like, it's just like, come on, guys. Like,
work with one right now, me.
Well, that's not true. You're okay. I can live with you. What else do we got? All right, so what else did we learn from this press conference as I deviate from everything? And Evan O'Brien's like, what are these guys doing today?
Nick Chubb.
Yeah, what's the deal with Nick Chubb? Like, come on. Don't. They're going Kareem Hunt on him, huh?
Yeah.
So Nick's gone. Is that what you think, or the option is now clearly there? They're going to let him test the waters of free agency.
I think he's gone. If you let a guy go to free agency, I think he's gone. Unless he can't get anything out there and he comes back on the cheap with an incentive-laden deal. I think they're saying to him, you go test the market, see what you can get, and give us a call later. And then if the price is right, maybe the Browns match and Chubb's loyalty to the Browns leads him back to Cleveland.
Yeah, but the Browns didn't have any loyalty to him now. So why would he have loyalty to the Browns?
Well, I think what they're saying
because is... Because of last year?
Well, this is a tactic also, too, to make sure he gets his market value, right? So the Browns... from a fiscal responsibility standpoint, that's not the smartest thing for Andrew Berry to do, right? You never want to let other teams set your players' value for you. But at the same time, because he's Nick Chubb, hey, go out, get your best deal, give us a call. And, we'll see if we can do something. And if we can't, we'll wish you well. I think that that's what's going on there. So I'm not going to say he's absolutely gone from the Cleveland Browns. I saw a lot of the social media reaction to that soundbite from Barry in Indy. I'm not going to speak in those absolutes, but I would say that typically when you let one of your players go to free agency, those players tend to go elsewhere. How would that make you feel if Nick Chubb does sign somewhere else and does not return to the Cleveland Browns?
It would kind of piss me off. I'm not going to lie. Especially if they just didn't try, you know?
But here, who's to say they don't try? You know what I mean? Or who's to say that the price just doesn't fit within their budget? Like, what if this is a budgetary thing too, right? This is a guy that's coming off two straight years of injury.
Daryl, you want to make me happy, Daryl?
Yeah,
we'll go. Well, pick up Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins in the draft, and then I'm happy. It's the Buckeye hacking me. Yes, it is. Pick them both up.
Well,
I mean, they're complementary and they can do different things. Well, and they're going to need two running backs.
You know my new acronym for the Browns in the NFL draft, right?
No, what is it?
BBOTB, best Buckeye on the board.
Yeah, well, guess what? For years, we didn't live by that saying.
Well, I'm saying that's what Andrew Berry should do. Best Buckeye on the board.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
After pick number two overall.
And what if they don't take quarterback at two? Now are you in? Best Buckeye on the board?
Later in the draft, maybe in the third round.
If he's there, I'd take him too.
Yeah.
Third round. Will Howard, yeah.
Yeah. If Howard's there in the third round, sure. 100%. Right. Take a flyer on him.
Daryl, let's start with the combine. Kevin Stefanski spoke today. What did we learn?
One, that he's a lot higher on these quarterbacks that are coming out than I think the national media is. That's for sure. I found his comments about the quality of this class to be somewhat interesting. He basically said, I don't know where this narrative has come from, but he really likes a lot of these kids, including obviously the top guys that we have been debating and focused on, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward. I think that there's some developments around the league that could influence the Browns' ability to have the option to take either one of those players. But I think that for me, that was the biggest news to come out of the comp, besides the fact that I think that travel budgeters around the greater Cleveland area are now celebrating. We do not have to go back to the Greenbrier this year.
Oh, is it over? Is it official? I mean, or yeah. Is that now? I'm asking this. Was this a byproduct of the NFLPA report card that came out today? Because they said that, you know, travel was one of them. And the question was, because Jeff and I were debating this today, the Browns didn't fare well on that. I think did they get a D or a C or something on that? Do you remember?
I have the report card for us to comb through.
Yeah, I want to go through that later. But you say this about travel and not going to the
team
Greenbrier.
Travel was a D, right?
Yeah, and is that because they had to go to the Greenbrier for a week?
I think that's it wasn't a week. It was like 10 days. I think that's a good part of it. Like, I know last year players weren't crazy about the experience. Mm-hmm. Not from, like, anything the team did, but just from, like, the accommodations. Like, the Greenbrier is – it's not exactly a modern hotel.
And that's what, that was my point with Jeff. I'm like, travel is travel in the NFL. It's nothing compared to the other sports, especially compared to baseball. Yeah. Baseball, you set up camp in a town for 3 days and then you go somewhere else. And NBA, you're in there for one night and you barely even know where you are. And then you're out of there before you can say hello. And for the NFL, these NFL trips, there's only, what, eight of them at the most, and or nine. And, you know, you fly in on Friday, you sleep there, you have meetings, you eat, you sleep, you play. I mean, there isn't a whole lot to – no one. You're not going sightseeing when you go on these trips.
Yeah.
You're lucky if you can carve out an hour to meet your family in the lobby, you know, if you're a player.
Yeah. So, not going back to the Greenbrier. So we are all celebrating that news.
So was this all
piece of news?
Yeah, because none of this came out in the press conference. Let me backtrack just a little bit. What came out of the sidebar then? That obviously came out of the sidebar.
Those two things came out of the sidebar.
So no Greenbrier this year.
Yeah.
And what was the other one you said?
They love Stefanski loves these quarterbacks.
Oh, he loves these quarterbacks. Now, is that a smoke show?
I don't think so.
Is it an Oklahoma smoke show? I love that song, by the way.
I just thought, let's put it this way. It could be because, you know, Kevin doesn't like to say anything about anything.
No, he didn't say anything.
Well, no.
He said nothing in his press conference. He listed three reasons what he looks for in a quarterback. I thought that was interesting. And then Jeff brought up something else that he thought was interesting. But, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to digest from the from the media that he did with general media.
Yeah. So I thought there's some other, I think, outstanding issues I think that they're going to have to resolve here. Miles Garrett's the top of the list. Kevin obviously reiterated what Andrew Berry said on Tuesday, right? He's not going anywhere. We're not trading him. He's a part of our future. He's a part of our present. We'll see if that ultimately happens. Because I think Miles Garrett is saying, yeah, no, I'm not. But, there wasn't a lot that came out of the general media availability at the podium. He was asked a variety of things. But, the quarterback stuff is what really stood out to me and caught my attention the most. And probably.
Is there a quarterback you think he's leaning towards based on what he said?
I kind of think there is.
Well, fire away. What do you think it is?
I think it's Shedeur Sanders.
So that was kind of the feeling we had going into this thing. But then you had to wonder, is that the Browns trying to make Shedeur Sanders or have everybody think they're going to draft him at two?
No, and that could be part of the game. This is the time of year, as I always like to say, Andy, you listen to everything and you believe none of it.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
What I'm saying? He went pretty in depth as to why he likes this quarterback class and doesn't feel like that they're as maligned as they have been perceived to be in the national media. He thinks that the talent is there. He thinks the decision making is there with a lot of these guys. He thinks the off the field intangible stuff is there. It was interesting. He did mention that they met with Shedeur Sanders. They met with Cam Ward and Jalen Milroe. He usually is not forthcoming with that type of information, right? Normally he's like, I don't want to get into the specifics of anything. You know, we are meeting with players here, but the fact that he acknowledged and revealed, like, it wasn't like, hey, did you meet with Shedeur? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he volunteered that he's met with these guys. And that is a little different than what we're used to hearing from Kevin. He's a little more close to the vest type thing. And I'm not saying that's a smokescreen, but clearly the organization does not mind that information being out there, if that makes sense.
So I also think it's interesting that I think both yesterday with Andrew Berry and with Kevin Stefanski, they're very comfortable in talking about moving forward with another quarterback this year. Deshaun's still under contract, and it's not like they're saying, well, we want to see what happens with Deshaun. We all know he's hurt. We all know he's going to be out for a little bit of time, but they make it sound they're doubling down a little bit, basically, on he will be out significant time, probably will not play at all.
He's not available this year.
But have they actually said he's not available this year?
Read between the lines. Yes, they have. Have they actually said it specifically? No, but read between the lines.
They're super comfortable talking about moving forward and drafting a quarterback and
moving
in a different direction.
Since you bring up the Deshaun thing, very interesting. They wanted it known that Deshaun is doing his rehab in Cleveland now.
Yeah, I heard you say that on the afternoon show. What's the difference if he's rehabbing here or rehabbing somewhere else?
Well, he re-tore the Achilles somewhere else.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, there's no one saying, hey, you have
supervisor. I think it's a supervisory thing. I'm not trying to go conspiracy theory here, but
they want to supervise what he's doing. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying, though, is I find it interesting that they really stressed that today, that Deshaun is rehabbing at the facility, that they are really involved in his rehab process. I just find that to be interesting, considering the first time he had the surgery, he was basically traveling the globe.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying.
But if they've already moved on from him mentally, what's the difference if he's here or not? That's my question. If they've moved on from him and they're committed to the fact that they're either going to draft a quarterback at two that could be the starter this year and could be a starter for a long time, or they're going to bring in another free agent and then draft another quarterback who will have the opportunity to be here for a while.
The only way I can answer that without potentially getting myself into trouble is I'm just going to say procedure.
Okay.
Procedural move. Is that fair?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Don't you think the questions I'm asking are fair? Who cares?
No, your questions are fair, but you just have to be delicate in how I answer them, because I don't want to speculate and infer things.
And
I have my own thoughts and my own theories and my own opinions, but I don't think it's really fair for me to express them because, you know, I don't have factual basis for those. These are just, you know, my own thoughts.
Okay, I got you.
You see what I'm saying? I don't want
100%.
I don't want to be putting stuff out there unfairly, regarding the situation that, might not be accurate. You know, my opinion may not be accurate.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.